Hey everybody, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn, as well as an episode of the Teach Better Talk podcast. If you are not subscribed over on our Teach Better Talk podcast or on our YouTube or anywhere else you like to enjoy, please make sure you go search the Teach Better team and connect with us. We want to make sure you don't miss any content, sneak peeks, all that fun stuff. Katie Miglin's in the house and she has a bone to pick. So if you are not in the mood to hear Katie vent, then maybe fast forward a little back. Everyone, good morning. Katie Miglin, as we were pressing the big red button, was like, oh, I didn't go live on Valentine's Day. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's Friday. Valentine's Day was Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And apparently that didn't sit well with you. Katie, good morning.
Good morning. That's why I'm wearing black, because I'm sad that I missed Valentine's Day with all of you. But happy belated Valentine's Day. I think that's a thing. Valentine's Day is literally my favorite holiday for the most ridiculous reasons. So I just thought I'd be able to share it with you.
Can we talk about why it's your favorite holiday? It's weird to talk about a holiday after the fact, because are you encouraging people to celebrate Valentine's Day this weekend, even though Valentine's Day is not?
You could.
It's over.
Yeah. Yeah, you can, you do you. You can celebrate it every day, which is the only reason I actually like it. So every year people are like, why is this your favorite holiday? Does your husband spoil you? And I'm like, no, not even a little bit. I'm lucky if we get like a card for each other. That is not why I like it. I love Valentine's Day because it is an entire, let's say 2 weeks. I think it should be the whole month, but like, let's say like February 1st to February 14th. People just focus on showing love and appreciation to others. And that's what I love about it. I love how, like, you know, like, think of how 100 years ago, it was like very much focused on like, it has to be like with a partner. So it was like, you get flowers for one other person. Now there's like Galentine's, there's classroom parties. It's all about just showing love to others. And I just really think that's great.
Okay, we're going to dive more into this. Give me 1 second. Nobody is celebrating Valentine's Day for 14 days.
We do in our house.
No, you do not.
Yes.
Like, okay, maybe you celebrate like the Monday, Tuesday, and Valentine's Day is Wednesday. Like, you're just going to cover your house and heart still? What's that?
Well, yeah, because it's the month of February. So for the month of February, we put one of these on our kids' doors every day. And on it, it says what we love about them.
You are such a nerd.
People, I love Valentine's Day.
Wait, you seriously do that the entire month of February?
Yeah.
How do I not know this about you?
I mean, I guess if you've never been to our house in the month of February, I don't know.
Wow, I'm going to come over tomorrow. I'm coming over to see the door. Even on Sundays? Even on Saturdays?
Well, yeah, because those are still days in February.
Okay. So you do something for your kids every day in February, which means it's an extra day this year because it's a leap year.
It is, which is even more exciting because I love leap year days.
Why?
It's like an extra day. Because it's an extra day. Like, we're given one extra day. Like, live it up, you know?
Wow. Okay. So even though Valentine's Day was 2 days ago, this is the time, people. Let's embrace the season of love. I did go to a Valentine's Day party, and I do like the festive day of Valentine's Day. I love celebrating. I don't think I know anybody who celebrates it all month like you.
We don't necessarily like do something every day of the month, but like we put the hearts up and our kids get really excited. And it's like, you know, we focus on all kinds of things. So like we have a baby in our house. So obviously like, there's only so much she can do, but we like focus on like, we love her kissable cheeks and we love her tiny toes. And, you know, so we try to like, just focus on all kinds of things and the kids get excited. They like, They look for their heart every day. It's very fun.
You are so much more warm and fuzzy now that you've had this third baby.
Only in February, people. Only in February.
Like, do you turn like cold and heartless again in March, or you think this is going to continue?
No. I just do it in February.
I feel like you should send me a heart every day in the mail so that I could be a part of your family.
Maybe I'll send you a clover in March, every day in March, and tell you all the reasons I'm lucky to have you in my life. There's so many things you can do with this.
Wow, this is a big deal. Okay, and then what would April be? Something about spring showers?
You could send raindrops to someone that's you're not a fan of and say, this is why you rain on my parade every day.
Wow. Okay. So I want to hear if anybody is still celebrating Valentine's Day. I think it's great. Like, I know adults will often say like, oh, Valentine's Day is on a Wednesday. Let's go out to dinner, you know, this weekend. But wow, you are taking this to a whole new level. I just learned so much about you, and I just have a new view, a new lens into the world.
But I think you can do this totally in your classroom, even if it like, yes, Valentine's Day is past, but like, think about next year. You could easily do stuff like this, especially like, I feel like sometimes it gets a bad rap where people are like, I'm alone. I have no one to celebrate it with. It's like, well, I'm sure there is someone in your life that you love. Like, it doesn't have to be a romantic partner, but also show your love and appreciation for your students. So could you put a heart every day on your board of like the reason you love your class, or, you know, could you somehow do that? So I just think it should be a month where we celebrate like just loving others.
I am so inspired and have all the warm fuzzies inside right now. We'll be right back. Sticking with us here on the Teach Better Today morning show. Full transparency, Katie, I clicked that commercial and was like, what was I going to talk about in the next segment of the show? I like literally totally my brain fart, like didn't remember. I was like, that was the strangest conversation I didn't expect to have with Katie at the beginning of the show. It totally threw me off. I forgot what I was going to talk about. Thankfully, I remembered at the tail end of the commercial, but man, you threw me for a loop there.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know that I was that dead inside, that was such a shock of a conversation.
I'm just really excited for you. And sometimes when I learn new things, I'm a little like disappointed that we've been friends for so long and there's still things I don't know. So I think I'm going to have to go like cry in the corner later. It's no big deal. But I will say what I was going to talk about might be also a little warm and fuzzy. So maybe this secretly went together all along.
We're like totally in sync.
We are. And we didn't even know it. Okay. So later today, I am at a school that I'm working with in Ohio. And also a few weeks ago, I did the exact same type of support with a school in Chicago. I'm sorry, not in Chicago, in California. So I thought that maybe we could talk about the one-on-one or small group support that seems to be a theme like February, March area that a lot of our schools are utilizing. I know you also have schools that you've been in that you've been doing this with, but I just specifically was thinking about my day today. So essentially, for those of you who may not be familiar, our whole team, right? Katie, me, Josh, Chad, like everyone kind of goes out and works with schools. That's a big part of the professional learning that we offer. And while that's always a great time, right? We do like 1 or 2 day workshops. We do all this training, 60 to 90 minute intros. One of the things that we get to do in the spring a lot, obviously we can do it all year long, but the spring specifically is teachers ask for that personalized time. And the easiest way to do that is to kind of roll up into a school, dedicate being there for an entire day, maybe even 2 days, and just kind of have casual meetings one-on-one or in super small groups with the staff that we're working with. So when I was in California, I literally met with every single like staff member that has any sort of instructional role in the building. And it's a closed door meeting. Like it's kind of like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You get to say anything, ask anything, have any opinion you want. But our goal is that when we leave the meeting, there's like some action step, like we feel good. Yeah. And it's fun. Katie, I know you enjoy it too, because we just get to brainstorm with people. Like we just sit down and one of my favorite things is an educator always walks in and they're like, do I have to prepare something? And I'm like, no, 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 just be you, whoever you are. Yep. And our conversation is, if there's a specific goal that we're working towards, for example, actually both schools I'm working with right now are like trying to implement more mastery learning practices, whatever that means to them. We kind of have pillars that we're focusing on, but the main focus is like, what's been hard recently? Like, what can we help you with? What's kind of the annoying element of your day? And is there anything that we can suggest that might help that go a little bit better in the future? And it's just fun to brainstorm. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I think those meetings are nice because they allow a teacher to be completely like raw and transparent of here's what I've been doing. And then like what works, you know, what are things that like really love and things that they're passionate about? Like that you can always, you know, I'm sure you've seen like when you're talking to a teacher, you can see where their like passions come out. But then you can also get a sense of where their hiccups are. And my favorite thing, which this shouldn't surprise you, is like kind of pushing back on some of those hiccups. And I'm like, can you tell me more about your frustration around this? And I love when I can say, have you considered X, Y, or Z? Because it doesn't necessarily mean that we are experts. You know, like what I love about our team is we're not necessarily like experts on every single thing, but it's a completely different perspective. And I love just to provide, like, I'm an outsider. I'm not in the building every day. I'm not in that classroom every day, but I have seen classrooms. I've seen, you know, lots of different teachers. And so just being able to shine some light on a completely different perspective and get them thinking is truly like, it's just so fun because it just gives them a different idea.
Well, and one thing I've really enjoyed to that point is almost like affirming that the teacher's doing well. Like I had a teacher come in California, and they're trying to implement, like I said, mastery in the classroom. And for a lot of teachers, they chose to go with the grid method. Like that's what they chose to go to. But for a few, they didn't. That's okay. We just want to make sure that we're still hitting the elements of what a mastery classroom looks like. And if they want to do it a different way, like, amen, we're just here to like support them. And a teacher comes in, close the door. And he's like, you said this was a safe space, right? And I'm like, yeah, totally. Like lay it on me.
Yeah.
Just ripping apart what he doesn't like about the grid method, what he doesn't agree with, the elements. He's like, this doesn't work for me. And when he was all done, I was like, I really appreciate, like not in a mean way. I actually really appreciate you sharing that. It gives me so much perspective on what you like, what fears you have, what annoyances you find. And, and like, that's good for me as a brainstorm partner to know.
Yep.
And then I just asked him to tell me about his classroom, and this teacher, holy moly, runs the coolest classroom. This was not a teacher that was like coming in being like, I believe lecturing for 60 minutes is the way to teach. Like, no, no, no. This guy was doing so much stuff. And actually then it resulted in our one-on-one conversation, me just showing him that what he was doing was already meeting all these aspects that we want to see in a mastery classroom. I was like, dude, you're like ahead of most of the staff. Like you are implementing personalized learning. You are progress monitoring. You're allowing students to advocate for themselves. Like I was like, if you came in here and said you wanted to do the grid method, I'd tell you not to, because you already have a structure that you like and that works for you. Why would you uproot it to put it in what, a different format? Like who cares
what
format it's in? And it was so cool because he left just like feeling affirmed with the work he was doing. And one of the frustrations he brought in was that his leadership was like pushing him to change. And now we had this whole list of stuff to highlight to the leadership saying, hold on, like actually he doesn't need to change in these areas.
Right.
He's really good stuff. So I feel like it was so helpful to just have this small one-on-one conversation to celebrate. Sometimes teachers just need to celebrate what they're doing and have an outside eye being like, yeah, you're rocking it. Like don't
make
something you like. Is there anything you don't like? Let's focus on that. You know, I don't know.
Well, I think that's like kind of the outside perspective is sometimes you get into this like echo chamber of you know, my students are not doing this, and my teaching team is or is not doing this, and this is what I, you know, and it's like so hard to kind of get out of that. So just for us to be able to come in and just like have a conversation and just give a little, like literally just a different perspective is so nice, but also just fun for us too, because I always walk away from those meetings with a few ideas that I'm like, oh, that teacher that I worked with out in New York, I bet would like benefit from this. So like then to be able to take it and apply elsewhere. And I think that is like what is so cool about our job is that we get to like go in, learn, give some help, you know, just like just be there and then continue to do that all over the country. And it just is, it's been so fun.
Well, and one of the most difficult parts of professional development sometimes is leaving thinking that you know what you're doing, trying it, and then running into problems. And that's like really annoying. So I just feel as though the more we can get together after the learning has quote unquote occurred and do a recap reflection to enhance our practice, the better. So, you know, whether you're doing that with a teacher in New York or, you know, with an educator in Ohio, like I'm going to do today, it's just so valuable to have those personal conversations with our teaching team. So if any of you are interested in like that conversation, obviously we do it with schools that we go into and really work with, but Katie and I always are up for a Zoom call or phone call to brainstorm something. It could just be, hey, can I explain to you what I do in my classroom? And maybe we'll see if you have a suggestion. I don't know. It could be like very simple. I think that it's just good to have contact with the different educator that can lend some perspective, and maybe it will result in something changing, or maybe it will result in you just feeling more secure with a specific system or routine that you already have in place, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. I love getting those emails of like, hey, can we just like talk through this thing? And it doesn't have to necessarily like, like you said, it doesn't have to be complex. There doesn't have to be a lot to it. It's just literally having a conversation and you can get out of it whatever you want. You know, it's like, if you want advice, if you want just someone to throw an idea around with, like whatever, but yeah, we are always open to that. And those are honestly, I don't know about you, but my favorite meetings on my calendar, like
me too.
The team is great, but like brainstorming with an educator, I'm like, ooh, yay, something fun today. So
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like maybe it's intimidating to reach out to do that sometimes, or maybe you're fearful that there's like a cost that you're going to be stuck with and you won't know it's coming. Like this really is just an offer, friends. Like Katie and I, there's no cost. Anybody on the team, like if you ever wanted to like talk shop with Jeff or talk shop with Chad or Josh, like just DM us. We'll put a call. We're family. So we're here to help. So anywho, I'm going to go and do that with some Ohio educators today, but and Katie, you have an intro with somebody today. What are you doing?
Yeah, I do. Same thing. I have to get on introducing some friends to the grid method and kind of talking through that. It's super short, but I'm excited to do it. It's virtual.
It's virtual, right? That's cool.
Yeah. So you're going to see me right here.
You're so cool. Free PD. Oh, because they won that with the free PD contest we did earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had a lot of those lately, and it's been really fun just to see new names of like schools and districts and leadership, just like all of that. Cause you know, I do all the back end of that. So it's kind of fun to see like, oh, that's a new name. Oh, that's a new school. And just kind of see the conversation, even if I'm not necessarily the trainer.
Okay. If somebody was still listening right now, we're at the 18-minute mark. So like maybe people had to run to go like do their job. If someone's still listening right now and they really wanted to give a free professional development like 60 to 90 minute session to like their department or their school, could we just give that away?
I mean, I think it's just going to require an email to you, me, Jeff, Chad.
Yeah. Email Katie. So it doesn't get lost. Email Katie and be like, hey, I was listening to Teach Better Today morning show. I want a free professional like learning intro session. 60 to 90 minutes on whatever topic. Just tell Katie and we'll make it happen. That'll be fun. All right.
That would be super fun.
Happy Friday. You got a freebie. We hope you have an amazing rest of your Friday. Happy Valentine's Day for those of you who are still celebrating, especially those in the Midland house. And we hope you have a wonderful weekend. Bye guys. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.